Today's shir is Masech Tahariyas Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tan Rabban Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyo. Shalom and Tzidkiyo are actually one and the same individual. V'lam Nikra Shmai Shalom. Why was his called name Shalom? Shayim Shalom B'Maisav. He was excellent in his performance. Ikka Damri, another explanation for this name, is Shalom Shalom Malchus Beis Damid B'Yomav. He was the last king of Malchus Beis David. Mashma, but what was his real name? Masnayu Shmai. His name was Masnayu. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, V'yimlech Melech Bavel es Masnayu Dodo Tachtov. Masnayu, the uncle of Yoyakim, was king. V'yasva Shmai and Tzidkiyo changed his name from Masnayu to Tzidkiyo, says the Pasuk. Why, explains the Gemara, was he called Tzidkiyo? Amalek ka yatzdik alecha astin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make sure im timra be that you should not rebel against me. But in fact, the Pasuk says, v'ksiv, it says regarding Tzidkiyo, v'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar marad, he actually did rebel against Melech Nebuchadnezzar asher yishbi'oi b'alekim. As the story goes, Tzidkiyo once saw Nebuchadnezzar eating a live rabbit, and Nebuchadnezzar made Tzidkiyo swear that he would not disclose what he saw to anyone. Then Tzidkiyo wasn't able not to disclose, so he went to the Sanhedrin and had his shvua annulled and disclosed what he saw, and that is what Tzidkiyo got upset about. So we learned in the previous shiurim that Yoyachas, even though he was the son of a king, but because he was a younger brother than Yehoyakim, so as we learned and will learn, when a younger brother is made king, even though he's the son of a king, because to avoid machlokes, he's anointed. And we learned that he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Ask the Gemara, Umi have a Shemen HaMishcha. Was there any Shemen HaMishcha in the time of Yoyachas? For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, but Mishenignas Aron, from when the Aron was hidden, and we'll discuss that, when that happened and why that happened soon. Nignas Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen HaMishcha at the same time was hidden. V'tzintzenes Hamon, and the battle of Mon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to keep in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that Klal Yisrael should always remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu supported us all the years in the Midbar with the Mon. Umakla Shel Aaron, Shkodeo V'Afrocheho. After Korach tried to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu's rule of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and the other leaders of Klal Yisrael, the other Nesiim, to put their sticks together. And the stick of Aaron blossomed and gave forth almonds to prove the greatness of Aaron, that Aaron was truly the Kohen Gadol. For Argus Shesholach Prishtin Dorin Yisrael. There's an episode how when Klal Yisrael was in battle with the Pelishtim, and the Pelishtim prevailed, and they took into captivity the Aaron, and wherever they took the Aaron, the people were afflicted with mice and hemorrhoids. And until this went on for 7 months, until the Pelishtim realized that they don't want the Aaron in their midst, and they sent it back to Klal Yisrael with a gift. The gold gifts that they returned, should all be put in a chest next to the Aaron, v'shilachtem oisom v'holoich, and so should they be sent back to Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, mi gonzoi, who was the one that hid the Aaron? And as we learned, and we'll explain more in a moment, with that was hidden away all of these items, Yeshio Melech Yehuda. It was Yeshua Melech Yehuda who did so. Yeshua Melech Yehuda Gonzo, he was the one that hid them. Shira Shekos B'Torah. He saw that was written in the Torah, Yoylech Hashem Oysach V'Asmalkecha, that that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take us into Golus. And as the Mefarshim explained, we know that Yeshua was a tzaddik, and him reading an explicit pasuk in the Torah doesn't represent any greatness. But rather what they explained me, what happened was, there was a Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was the original Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had written. And Yeshua opens up that Sefer Torah, and lo and behold, what pasuk does the Sefer Torah open to? To this pasuk of Yoel Hashem Oisach Vesmalcha, which Yeshua took as a sign that Klal Yisrael will be going into Golus. And because he said that he saw that they're going into Golus, Tzimav Agonzim, he said they should put away the Aron. They should put away this Aron, the Sefer Torah. So it's interesting to note that the Mefarshim point out that the Rambam brings down this episode about Yeshua finding this pasuk and hiding the Aron. And the Mefarshim, the Rambam, discuss that the Rambam is not a history book. The Rambam is a halacha sefer. So why is the Rambam in the sefer, in the Mishnah Torah, quoting this episode? So I saw two answers. We discussed one answer fairly recently. One is, because as we're going to learn, where did Yoshio actually hide the Sefer Torah? There was a chamber that Shlomo HaMelech had already prepared where the Aron should be kept in hiding. And since the Aron is in the Makom HaMikdash, that is why the Makom HaMikdash, even now, when we no longer unfortunately have the Beis HaMikdash, still has the Kedusha. And that's why, as we discussed fairly recently, somebody whose tameh may not enter the Makom HaMikdash, because the Aron is still there, and that's why the Makom HaMikdash still has its Kedusha. And that's what the Rambam's teaching us. Another pshat in the Rambam I saw, interesting pshat, is that we know there were different chapters in the history of Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael was allowed to bring Kabbonis on Obama, and when Klal Yisrael was not allowed to bring Kabbonis on Obama. And whenever there was a central place, a Migdashkan, or a base of Migdash, they weren't allowed to bring Kabbonis on Obama. Say to Mefarshim, that's what the Rambam is teaching us. That since the Aron is still in the Makom HaMikdash, so even though, unfortunately, as we know, we don't have a base of Migdash, but the Kedusha of the base of Migdash remains, and since the Kedusha of the base of Migdash remains, that's why we can't bring Kabbonis on Obama. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, he told the Levim who were holy, put the Aron in this place which Shlomo HaMelech prepared. You have no longer any job of carrying the Aron, because now the Aron will be hidden. You should continue serving Hashem and Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. So I saw a beautiful pshat in this pasuk. What was Yeshua telling the Levim? A number of pshatim. One pshat was that the Levim said to Yeshua, if Klal Yisrael is going to Golus, so perhaps we should stop. There's no point in doing the avoid anymore. We're going into Golus. So Yeshua told them, Ata Ivdos Hashem. It's not our job to try to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something. Now the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Yes, unfortunately we have to bury the Aron, but we still have to continue serving Hashem as it is. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is a beautiful pshat. In the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and Klal Yisrael was in a relatively high level of Kedusha and Torah, the Levim were able to spend their time learning Avodas Hashem separate from all the people. But now Yeshua was telling the Levim, there's a new time coming. There's a time of Golus coming, where Klal Yisrael needs your leadership. And therefore, Ein Lachem Masa B'Kasif. You no longer could be sitting learning Torah. Now Klal Yisrael needs you, and you need to go out and service Klal Yisrael. So that's how we know that the Aron was hidden. And now, says the Gemara, all the other items that were discussed earlier were therefore hidden along with them, because Amar Rabbi Elazar asks Yisham Sham, we learn Gzera Shava. By the Aron says, when he add to the Chasham, the Dibar to Itchem Alak Apiris, and by the Mon it says, the Send Shama Meloi Ha'Oramon. So we learned that just like the Aron was buried, so to the Tzinsenes Amon. Ask you Mishmeres Mishmeres. Then we learn Gzera Shava Mishmeres Mishmeres. Ask you Doris Doris. It says by the Mitzinus Amon Hanachai Som Mishpnei Hashem L'Mishmeres L'Doris Seichem. By the Shem and Mishka it says Shem and Mishka's Kodesh Yizeli L'Doris Seichem. So again, so we learn just like the Tzinsenes Amon was put away, so too was the Shem and Mishka. Interesting to note, the Gvuras Ari says a beautiful pshat. The Gvuras Ari says this Gzera Shava that the Gemara is referring to a Gzera Shava from Psukim of the Torah that long before the Aron was buried, long before any of these episodes happened. So how can we have a Gzera Shava about something that didn't happen yet? Says the Gvuras Ari pshat in the Gemara as follows. What the Gemara is teaching us is that all the different items that were mentioned on top of the Amid should always be together with the Aron. Wherever the Aron is, that's where they should be. So if the Aron is now being buried or being hidden in this chamber that Shlomo HaMelech prepared, all the other items have to go along with them because they always go together. Furthermore, Meches Chinuch points out that our Gemara, and we're going to get to this back to this in a moment, how do we get into this sugya? Because we asked, how could Yoyachas been anointed with the Shemana Mishcha if long before Yoyachas in the time of Yeshio, the Shemana Mishcha was already buried? So ask the Meches Chinuch, isn't there a din in the Torah, a pasuk in the Torah, Shemana Mishcha, Kodesh Yezel, Mishmeres, L'Darisechem, that we should have a Shemana Mishcha? So if the Shemana Mishcha is buried, they should make a new batch of Shemana Mishcha. So what's Pshat the Gemara's question that the Shemana Mishcha is buried? If that Shemana Mishcha is buried, make a new batch. Says the Meches Chinuch, and the Gemara discusses this in Masech de Yuma, that the Shemen HaMishka that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared was the Shemen HaMishka that was supposed to last for the duration of Klal Yisrael, for the history of Klal Yisrael. So there was no mitzvah to prepare new Shemen HaMishka, rather they used the Shemen HaMishka that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared. So if that Shemen HaMishka was buried, asked the Gemara, how could Rav Yoyach has been anointed? Amar Papa, Afaras Medachi. He wasn't anointed with the Shemen HaMishka, he was anointed with fragrant oil, not the Shemen HaMishcha. So Tan Rabbana continues the Gemara discussing the Shemen HaMishcha. Kate said, Moshchan as a Malachim, exactly how is the Mashiach done? Kimen Nezer. Kings are done with a crown around the head, representing a crown, representing the Malucha. Vesa Kahanim, the Kahanim are anointed Kimen Ki. Ki, my Kimen Ki, Aram Nashi Bagada Kimen Kof Yevoni. It's like the letter Kaf in the Greek alphabet. Rashi and the Rishonim have many different pshatim. What does it mean? What does this letter look like? If we look at Rashi here, it seems that it looks like some sort of a ches. And the Mefarshim say that what is pshat that it looks like the letter ches. The letter ches is you have first two standing sticks that are sides that are narrow, and then you have a wider. The top, to represent, the Mefarshim explain, that when it comes to Mila the Alma, to Gashmius, a Kohen, a great person, should be satisfied with the minimum. When it comes to Ruchnius, he needs more. Another pshat, which is represented in the Mesoris Hashas on the side, is that it looked like an X. Others have it like Endachof. Tani Chada, now quotes the Gemara, a machlaik is exactly how the procedure went. First they pour the oil on the head of the Kohen or the Melech. Then you put oil between his eyes. But on the other hand, a different Brisa says that it was just the opposite. First they put the oil between his eyes. And then they put the oil on his head. So I saw a beautiful pshat by the Mefarshim who explained this Gemara homiletically. They say that there are two characteristics that are required of a leader of Klal Yisrael. One is he has to be a Talmud Chacham, he has to have a lot of knowledge of Torah. Another is that he has to be concerned and be a leader of what's going on amongst his people. And the Machloikas here, which the Gemara is going to say actually is a Machloikas to Noam, is exactly what is more important, or what comes first. The first Tana holds, Moitzkin Shema Roshay. First, the leader has to become Roshay, he has to become a Talmud Chacham. And after he's a great Talmud Chacham, Noisa Shem Barisainov, he could start looking and overseeing the needs of Klal Yisrael. The other man says that a Talmud Chacham can't wait until he becomes a great individual, because meanwhile, Klal Yisrael is missing leadership. So he says, first do it between the eyes. Immediately be concerned about the needs of Klal Yisrael, and Talmud Chacham, you'll continue learning. Ika de Amri, Mashiach Adifa, Tanahi, and some say that this is based on a Machlok Naim, which is the more important aspect of this procedure. One mandam holds that the anointing is the more important aspect. Vika de Mandam Yitzik Adifa, the other mandam says that the pouring is more important. So, one pshat is, Mashiach is the letter Simcha. One mandam says that Simcha is the more important aspect. The other one is Yitzik means seriousness is more important. Mandam Yitzik Adifa, the mandam that says Yitzik is more important, Tiksev, because he follows the order of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yitzok Mishemen HaMishkal Arosh Aaron, first V'yitzok, and then V'yimshach Yisrael Katshe, first the pouring, then the anointing. O Manda Omer Mashiach Adifa, I, the Pasuk says, seemingly just the opposite, my Tamak Kosover, why does he hold that way? Answers the Gemara, Shekena Tamaitza, it's a Klisharis. The Klisharis only had Mashiach and not Yitzika. So he argues, if Yitzika is more important than Mashiach, so how did you miss the most important part with the Klisharis? It must be that Mashiach is more important than Yitzika. Ask the Gemara, but what about the Pasuk? Doesn't the Pasuk say, V'yitzok and then V'yimshach? It says, come, this is the way to understand the Pasuk. My time V'yitzok, why should you do Yitzika? Shum de v'yimsha, because you already did Mashiach first. Tarabar. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kishem and Atoiv Yor al Zakan, Zakan Aharon. There was oil on the beard of Aaron. Says the Gemara, Kimin Shnei Tipi Magolius Hoytluyus Aaron Beziknoi. There were two drops of oil of the Shem and Mishcha on the beard of Aaron. Mefarshim discuss what do the two drops of oil represent. Many pshatim, I'll just mention a few. One pshat is that they represent shnei edim, like two edim. As we mentioned earlier, we know Kairach and the Dasai argued that Aaron should not be the Kohen Gadol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had these two edim that were always there saying that yes, he was worthy of being the Kohen Gadol. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that Aaron, although originally he had four sons, he was only left with two sons to carry on the kuna. That's what these two drops of oil represent. And a third shot that I saw is that we know that Aaron, what was the mead of Aaron? Oyev Shalom, Roid of Shalom, Umakarvanus Abriz. Aaron was the person who brought peace to people of Klal Yisrael. So the two drops of oil represent the two individuals that he always tried to make Shalom between two people. Amra Papa, Kishum Saper, here to the number of pshat, when Aaron would, one pshat is when Aaron would speak. So in order that the drops of oil should not roll off his beard, oilus v'yoshvuloi be'ikne zeknoi. They would move up to the root of his beard to they shouldn't roll off. Another pshat that I saw is, and again, with the pshat that we saw before, it's beautiful. What was the greatness of Aaron? That he would speak and try to make peace of people. So that, those two drops represent what Aaron HaKohen was all about. Another pshat is that when Aaron would trim his beard, the drops of oil would move up, that they shouldn't be cut off. But a third pshat that I saw, Yoshev Slay Be'ikah Ziknoi, is that Aaron, why was Aaron worthy of being the great person that Aaron was? Because he always realized and always thought to himself, why am I a leader of Klal Yisrael? He looked at Iker Zikta. He always looked back where he came from. He didn't say it's my schus that I'm great. It all comes from my forefathers. And Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly concerned, perhaps I abused the Shem and HaMishcha. So there's here too a few pshat. One pshat is that since this oil was left over from when Moshe Rabbeinu anointed Aaron, he was concerned He was concerned that perhaps that oil, he touched that oil, and he had enough from that oil as he was dressing Aaron. One pshat. Another pshat, simpler pshat perhaps, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that poured the oil on Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking to himself, obviously I used too much oil, because you see we have this leftover oil on Aaron's beard. And that's what concerned Moshe Rabbeinu, that perhaps he abused the Shemna Mishcha. I saw the Mefarshim explain. This Gemara teaches us what is the mark of a great individual. The mark of a great individual is to act the Shem Ma'altim Shemna Mishcha. Because if you look in the Achroinim, we'll discuss this with Hashem when we learn Masech Demila, it's highly unlikely that in any halachic way we could explain that there was really Me'ila here. Number one, Ein Lecha Me'ila B'Dovah Shenas, the Mitzvah, so something that the Mitzvah has already accomplished, there's no Me'ila. There's no Me'ila when you just touch something. Or Moshe Rabbeinu was touched the oil. There's perhaps not enough oil that there should be a shear of Me'ila. So if you look in the Achroinim, they all discuss this in the shear, we just don't have time for it, that technically there was no Me'ila. So what's the whole Gemara about? The lesson of this Gemara is tremendous. The lesson of this Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have sat and come up with 100 Atayrim. He didn't look for Atayrim. The Akti, he was worried that I followed the Halacha properly. That's the mark of a great individual. Just like the Tar Chemoy, the dew on the mount of Chemoy has no Me'ila, af Shemen HaMishcha Shebezak and Aaron, so too the oil on the beard of Aaron Ein by Me'ila, there is no issue of Me'ila. So Farshim explain, what does this have to do with the mountain Chermon? So I saw a nice pshat, also a pidrush. Farshim explain that Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself that there must be something wrong with him. Because unlike Aaron, whose children we know are Kahanim, and continue his Derech and Avodah Hashem, Moshe's children weren't his successors. So Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking to himself, I must have done something wrong, that my children are my successors, like Aaron's children aren't his successors. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, your role in Klal Yisrael is a very different role than Aaron's role. Your role is to be Ketal Chemer, like a great mountain, teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's something that doesn't automatically go over to children. Kahuna could go over. Torah, teaching Torah doesn't automatically go over. V'dayin haya Aaron doig. One more pshat, beautiful pshat. From the Dubna Maggid. The Dubna Maggid says that there are two words in Hebrew, that are very similar, but indeed not synonymous. One word is orev, and one word is moil. Orev means something that's sweet, something enjoyable. Moil means something that's beneficial. He says, what's the difference between these two words? He says, a beautiful explanation. He says, fasting on Yom Kippur, for example, is moil, it's beneficial. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fast. But you can't call it orev. You can't call it sweet. On the other hand, he says, eating on Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos, is moil, it's beneficial, it's a mitzvah, but it's also orev, it's sweet. He says, the avoda of a Jew is that everything that he does in Avodas Hashem, even if it's Arev, even if it's enjoyable, he shouldn't do it because it's enjoyable, he should do it because it's because what Hashem said. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's concern. Maybe I was enjoying it, my kavana wasn't purely l'shem shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, your kavana, I know, was purely l'shem shemayim. But Aaron was still concerned. Shem Moshe Lamo, Moshe Rabbeinu indeed didn't do Me'ila. Avanima Alti, I did Me'ila. Yotz Sabaskov Amaloi, Basko said to him, Hine Matoiv Manoim Sheves Achen Gam Yachad. Ma Moshe Lamo, Af Atlam Altam. Two beautiful pshat I want to say here. One pshat is, Matoiv Manoim. Each leader of Klal Yisrael has his own niche. Moshe Rabbeinu was Toiv. Ain't Toiv Ela Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael that taught us Torah. Aaron, as we described earlier, was the person who brought peace amongst Klal Yisrael. That's sweet. Matoiv Manoim. Each one of you has your own very unique place in Klal Yisrael. But then I saw from Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland, says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara. He says, this Gemara teaches us how great people live with each other, how brothers are supposed to live with each other. And he goes on to say that's the way a husband and wife are supposed to live with each other. He says, what was happening in this Gemara? Moshe and Aaron were both concerned that they did Me'ilah. He says, what's the difference between a great person and someone who's not great? Someone who's not great blames the other person. I didn't do anything wrong. He did something wrong. What do we have in our Gemara? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, you know what, maybe Aaron did Me'ilah. And Aaron didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu did Me'ilah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, maybe I did Me'ilah. And Aaron said, maybe I did Me'ilah. That's Matoiv Manoim Shevzach and Gamiachet. When everybody's prepared to take the blame on themselves rather than put it on the next person, that's when you have Shevzach and Gamiachet. That's when you have peace. Says the Gemara. Kings are only anointed by a river. Actually, I saw Machloikis Rishonim. Who does the anointing? I saw three different opinions. One opinion, the Rishonim, is that it's the Nevi'im who did the Mashiach. Another opinion I saw, it's specifically the people, whoever was involved in choosing this person to be king. And the third shot I saw is that there's no specific individual who's charged. Whoever does it, does it. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explain in this Gemara that what pshat ein moshchem is melech al ma'ayin, because the truth is a melech ben melech, a son who's the son of a king, doesn't really require mashicha. Why is he nimshach? Because there may be machlokes. That's the only time a king's son who's succeeding his father becomes nimshach. So to show that his kingdom, which may be somewhat in dispute, should endure, they do it on the by the Ma'ayon, Kishdei Shetimshach Malchusam. Just like this river flows, so too should their rule flow. Shedem V'yoyim HaMelech L'chem, K'chulach Imachem Es Avdei Adonaychem. Take along, this was when Shlomo HaMelech was being anointed, take along your father's servants. V'ratam Oysam Al Gichayim, he should be taken to Gichayim. The Mefarshim dispute, what is Gichayim? Some say it was a river near Yerushalayim, which is really the Shiloyach. Others say, we remember Parshas Bereishis. The Torah speaks about four great rivers, and this is Gichayim. I, the Mefarshim, asked, there is no great river. There is no big river near Yerushalayim. To say there's a small river near Yerushalayim whose base, whose source, comes from the Gichayim. Arav Abin, Hai Man Deboilem Leida, Imasik Shate Loi. If somebody wants to know if he's going to live out the year, Nitli Sharga, he should light a candle. Specifically, a candle, not a torch, because a torch never stands in one place. Basar Yom Debein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah until after Yom Kippur. Bebeis Adaloi Nosh V'Zika, in a home where there is no wind. Im Moshik Narei, if the candle stays steady, because Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam, a person is compared to a candle, Neidah Demasik Shate, he'll survive. Somebody wants to enter into a business transaction. He wants to know if he will be successful. He should grow a rooster. If the chicken grows and is good, it's a proof that he will be matzliach. Here twice sort of Mefarshim discuss, is it because he wants to go into the chicken business, so he should raise a chicken? And if he wants to go into the animal business, he should raise an animal. But most Mefarshim seem to learn, no matter what business you're going into, the Gemara is telling you to raise a chicken. Why? Because a chicken is called gever. That's why kaparis are done with a chicken. Because since a chicken is called gever, it's closest to people, so it's a proof to our success. Continues the Gemara, Hai man de boy le mepikl urcha. If somebody wants to go out on a trip, uboy le meidi ichazev ois le beisai. If he will be come home healthy, successfully, Eloi or if not, Nekem a base of the Chavri, he should put up in a dark home. He should go into a dark house. Ich chaza bebuah de bebuah. If I see a double shade, you know, sometimes you see two shadows, a bigger one and a smaller one. Lay the hud of us lebesi. That's a proof that he's going to come back happily. And if not, not. So I sort of first explain what is the simon all about. We know, some of us say, by Zmiris every Friday night, that every person has two malachim that escort him wherever he goes. So the Gemara is saying, if you go into the home and you see this double shadow, It's a proof that the two malachim will be with you wherever you go to protect you. And then you can know that you'll be successful. If you don't see the double shadow, you won't have that shmira of the malachim. V'la milsihi, however, says this should not be done. Dil mechol shedate, perhaps if he doesn't see a good result, or Mr. Masli. With Posh Pshan and the Gemara it means, that a person's attitude affects the results. And if a person goes into it with a bad attitude, assuming that he won't succeed, it's a pretty good proof that he indeed will not succeed. Fundamental machloikis, how to understand this Gemara. Very fundamental. The Meiri explains v'lab milsihi. The Gemara is going on everything that we learned till now. The Gemara is saying that it's inappropriate to do simonim. Why? Because simonim is like loisanachshu, it's like superstition, and it's against us to follow superstition. And therefore, the Meiri's pshat in the Gemara is lab milsi. All the things that the Gemara just listed should not be done. However, most mefarshim don't learn like the Meiri, and they say v'lab milsihi is only regarding the last thing, where a person, if he sees that he doesn't have this good simon of the double shadow, won't go out on the trip with the proper attitude. Regarding the other issues, the Gemara is not concerned, and the person could do it. Why? So Mashal has a very interesting approach on how to explain the Gemara. The Mashal's approach is that if somebody does a sum, and it's going to be very connected to the next Gemara, if somebody does something, and he only does it to look for a good simon, it's no problem. It's only if a person is looking, if this will happen, it'll be good. If it doesn't happen, it'll be bad. That's a problem. And he explains as follows. If a person sees min ha-shamayim a simon that he's going to be successful, that is a raya. If a person sees min ha-shamayim that he's going to be successful, so if a Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed something good for a person, that's going to happen. But if he sees something bad, it doesn't mean that for sure the bad's going to happen. We have the ability, through Torah, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tztaka, Mavirnas Raya Gzeira. And therefore, he doesn't have to be concerned. Continues the Gemara. Amar by Hash the Amrit Simonim Melsihi. Now that we've established that we should follow Simonim. Lo'olam Yirogel Lemechsi Bereshat. A person should be careful at the beginning of the year to see. Kor of Eruvya. These are different vegetables. Kor is a cucumber. Karsi is leek. Silka beets, Vitamria dates. All of them have names that represent good things happening to Klal Yisrael. A lot to say, and it's not enough time to say it all. Mefarshim explained that there's a machloikis what the proper girsa in this Gemara is. Our Gemara has the girsa of lemechsi. That's not our meaning. Our meaning isn't just to look at it. Our meaning is to eat them. What's the machloikis of these girsas? It's the machloikis that we just learned of the Meiri. The Meiri, who's not for all these things, says, don't eat. Eating is nechush. Just look at them. Looking is not called a nechush. We, who aren't that concerned, actually ate the simonim. Why do we eat the simonim? Because we're mispalel when we eat the simonim that good things should happen to us. Why would be a nafka meaning between the approach of the Meiri and the other mefarshim? Because all these things are sweet, delicious fruits and vegetables. The Mefarshim discuss, what about eating sour things during Sashim Yitshuva to Lashon HaRabba? If the Pshat in the Gemara is looking at them, so looking means you look at the sweet things, but it doesn't speak about eating or not eating, and therefore you could even eat sour things. But if Pshat in the Gemara is to eat, you're supposed to specifically eat, which is the meaning of most people, only eat sweet things and specifically not eat sour things. It's interesting to note, the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham says that he didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin. In fact, there's some that say that the days you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. But certainly to eat something like fish, which was very enjoyable to him, he didn't eat. Fish. You're supposed to eat fish. Nifra v'nir b'kedogim. So far as I'm saying, he didn't eat fish by day. But by night of Rosh Hashanah, the issue of nifra v'nir b'kedogim, that tefillah is more important than not enjoying the piece of fish that you eat. Interesting machloikis hapoiskim. When is the right time, which night do you eat the simonim? The chidah, and this is the minig, the matafraim says this is our minig, says since the Gemara says the lashon olam yiragel, you eat the simonim both nights. On the other hand, the B'nai Yisachar says that you should only eat them on the first night. And he says, because the Gemara specifically uses the word Bereshata, not Rosh Hashanah. The teach is only on the first night, not on the second night. That's the word of Kabbalah. He says, a pi Kabbalah. He says, the first night of Rosh Hashanah is Leah. The second night of Rosh Hashanah in Kabbalah, it says, is Keneged Rachel. And we know that Rachel gave the Simonim to Leah. That's why the first night you eat the Simonim, not the second night. The powerful word from the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says like this. The Simonim represent Gashmius. Shenefen Nirba Kedogim. Yibrezuch Yoseinu. Yitamu Chatoenu. Yitamu Soneinu. He says like this. He says, as we all know, in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, there really is no mention of our Gashmius the Ganeeds. Saying v'chein tein kavoid, v'chein tein pachtecha. So he says it like this. When it comes to Ruchnius, which is what's important, that's what we say explicitly in the Shemoneh Esrei. When it comes to Gashmius, we just rely on the Simonim. We have to know what's more important and what's less important. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Mishash Lebrei, Kibisa Meila Migmari Kamir Rabbeichu, when you want to go learn by your Rebbe, Girs Masnisen, first learn the Mishnayis, Va'alu Kamir Rabbeichu, and then go learn by your Rebbe. In other words, in order to succeed in your learning, you have to have learned a lot of Mishnayis to be successful. Furthermore, the Chiyisuk Mei, when you sit in front of your Rebbe, Chazal Pumei, look at him. The Ksiv, V'hoyay Nech Rois Merech, one's supposed to see his Rebbe. So, the Mepharshim explain why. One pshat is, because by seeing the Rebbe, you develop a connection to the Rebbe. Another pshat is because the nuances of the Rebbe as he speaks show what that is a part of the way the Rebbe is teaching the Gemara. I saw a tremendous story. There was once a father who brought his son to the Satin Rebbe, to the Satin Rebbe's yeshiva. And he asked the Rebbe, keep an eye on my son. So the Rebbe said to him, I'll tell you a story. He says, there was the similar story happened with the Chassam Sofer, where a father once brought his son to the Chassam Sofer, to the yeshiva. And he asked the Chassam Sofer, could you please keep an eye on my son? So the Chassam Sofer says, I'm not sure I'm able to keep an eye on your son. I'm a very busy person. He says, but that's really not what you should be asking. What you should be asking is that your son should keep an eye on me. Because the Gemara says, if the Talmud looks at the Rebbe, the Talmud will be successful. The Gemara doesn't say if the Rebbe looks at the Talmud. Continues the Gemara. The Kigirsisu, when you learn Gars al Nara de Mayim, learn by a river. The Kihech de Mashkin Maya, just like the river flows, Mashkin Shematzaichu, you should be consistent in your learning like the river is consistent. You should be fresh, be Mechadish. The Tiva Kalkal de Masa Mechasya, rather live in Masa Mechasya, Tiva Pabani de Pumdisa, rather live in the garbage dumps of Masa Mechasya, rather than a mansion in Pumdisa. Tava Gal de Sari de Masa Mechasya, Lamechel, it's better to eat almost spoiled fish from Masa Mechasya, Mitchotch de Rumikipi. Pshat is, two pshatim. One pshat is that don't spend a lot on food. Another pshat is eat food that's easy to digest. And a third pshat is rather live in a place where people don't have such high level of expectations rather than living in a place where people have high level expectation. Rama kani balakai, rama kani v'loi rama pachi. The pasuk says about a horn and not a jug. David shlemish nimshach b'keren, that were nimshach with a keren, nimshach machosan. Their kingdom endured. Shav yosh nimshach b'pach, nimshach machosan. Pasuk pshat, a pach is made out of earthenware. Earthenware breaks easily. A keren doesn't break easily, and that's why it endured. Another pshat is that keren represents a shofar. A king should roll with a strong hand. We learned HaMishuch B'Shem HaMishuch, the Mishnah, the friendship B'Shem HaMishuch, Mishuch B'Shem HaMishuch versus the coin that has Ribi B'Gadim. Talmud HaMashiach, Yochem Melech, that the Pasuk speaks about the Mashiach means a king, Talmud HaMikoyim. E coin, if we saw the coin, Yochem Merubi B'Gadim. Even Merubi B'Gadim has this parasha, Talmud HaMashiach. E Mashiach, Yochem Mishuch Muhammad, there was a person who was appointed to go out to king in war and lead them, the coin, Talmud HaMikoyim HaMashiach. She'en HaMashiach HaGabov. Another pshat is Koy Mashiach is a double miyut, a miyut ach miyut al rabbi. Ma mashma, k'rama rova hayerach, hamiyonem shmiyarach. So too, a Mashiach means the main koy in the koin godl. Hachinami, a Mashiach, hamiyumim shmishochim, the koin godl. Ola ma, Mashiach yoch melech, asked the Gemara, how can we have a hav miyut that means the melech? Melech, paru de maisi? Would the king bring a par? So de maisi. His carbon is a sore, as we learned extensively earlier, Isrif. Sakadatakamena, Ashigis Maisa, when he's a regular Shaygig, Yavi Sar. Al Helm Dov Yavi Par, Kamash Mlon, there is no such distinction by a Melech. Ein Bey Meshuch, Meshem Mishkal, Le Ruba Begot. Says the Gemara, Masnis not like Remeya. Our Mishnah is not like Remeya. D Remeya, or Tanim Ruba Begotim, he feels that Ruba Begotim may be par a Kalamitzis de Remeya. Our Mishnah says that only a Kohen Gadol who's anointed brings the par. He says that even a Meruba Begotim. But the Chachamim don't agree with Remeya. My Tamdrim, so even though it's a Stam Mishnah, this Stam Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Remeya. My Tam Remeya, what is the reason for Remeya? The Tanya, Mashiach, Enli El Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishka, that he's the one that brings the special power. Merub B'Gadim Enayim, that he also brings the special power. Tamaloymer, HaKoyin HaMashiach. Tamaloymer HaKoyin HaMashiach. That it comes to add even the Merub B'Gadim. Ask the Gemara, so we've explained that the Reisha follows the opinion of the Rabbonim. Continues the Gemara, Eim Seifer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Eim Bein Koyin Mishamish, L'Koyin Sha'over, there's no difference between the Koyin who is doing the Avodah versus the Koyin that has been removed from the Avodah, El Payam Kippurim, which was only brought by the acting Koyin Gadol, Vaseris Eifer. Every day, the Koyin Gadol had to bring a carbon, Mincha, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That's the only difference between a Koyin Mashiach and a Koyin Mashiach and a Koyin Sha'avar. Says the Gemara, Asa Rameya. That's the opinion of Rameya. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Ir by Psul B'Koyin Gadol, if a disqualification happened to the Koyin Gadol, Vavu Minu Koyin Achatakta, when a different Koyin Gadol was appointed, Harishin Chayz Lavidasai, if the first one gets disqualified, when he gets back able to do the Avodah, he goes back, Vashani Kometzis Kuna Olav, he has all the rules of Kuhuna. Divrei Rameya. Yosef Amirosh says, Rishon Chayz Levadasai, he goes back to Zavoida. Vashani Ainu Roy Loyal Kohen Gadol Vel Kohen Hedjet. He can't be a Kohen Gadol and not a Kohen Hedjet. Interesting to note, Tosfos Masechta Yuma. Tosfos Masechta Yuma says that the Gemara says, Halach Kreb Yosef. Ask Tosfos, what do we have to say to Halach Kreb Yosef? We unfortunately don't have Halach a Kohen Gadol. It's Hilchos L'Mashiach. Says Tosfos, it is relevant to us. Why is it relevant to us? Because it teaches us that we shouldn't be so quick to take somebody away from his position. And even if we temporarily have to remove him, we should bring him back when he's passable. Amar B'Yosef, Ma'is B'Yosef Ben Elam Tzipari. There was indeed an episode with Yosef Ben Elam. Shir by Psul B'Kohen Gadol, that a disqualification happened with the Kohen Gadol. Vav Amino Ach HaTachtav, and a different Kohen Gadol was appointed. V'lo Nichu Echav HaKonav Lius Loi Kohen Gadol Loi Kohen Hedjet. His brothers did not allow the second person not to be a Kohen Gadol nor a Kohen Hedjet. Kohen Gadol, they didn't let him be because of Eva, there shouldn't be any embarrassment between him and the Kohen Gadol. Melech Kohen Hedjet, and they didn't let him be Kohen Hedjet. Shemal B'Kodesh Ve'Maridin. So this, our Mishnah that says there is no difference between Kohen Sha'over and Kohen Mishamish is Rameya's opinion. So we have a problem, Reish Rabbana V'Seif Rameya. Amar Chizda, indeed, Reish Rabbana V'Seif Rameya. Rav Yosef Aymer, Rebbe Hi. The Tan of our Mishnah is Rebbe. V'Nosol Aliba the Tanoi. In the first machlokas he agrees with the Chachamim, in the second machlokas he agrees with Rameya. Others explain he doesn't necessarily agree, but both opinions are the same type of wording, and that's why he put them together. Rav Amar, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Hi. V'savel Kramei B'chada, he agrees with Rameya in one shaila, or Pagla B'chada, he disagrees with him regarding a different question. The Tanya, Devar Meshabein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedjet, Elohim, what is the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedjet? Para Bo Kol Mitzvah, the special power, or Par Yom Kippur, and the power that's brought in Yom Kippur, Vaseir Seif for the Korban Mincha that's brought every day, V'loi Poirei, V'loi Poirei, we'll discuss that much more tomorrow, Avu Poirei Milmata, that even though he doesn't do Pri and Prima when he a Nifter, he does Pri Lamata, V'Hedjet Milmala, a regular Kohen does Prima, tearing his Begodim on top, V'en Matamil Kroivim, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei even to his close relatives, Tumei Smitzvah he may. Umuzal Psula, he has to marry Psula. Vosma Almana, he's not allowed to marry Almana. Machzer is a Ritzayach. If he dies, that's when the Ritzayach who lives in the Ir Miklat could go back home. Umakrav Oinen, even when he's an Oinen, he could bring a carbon. Vein Oichel, but he can't eat from the carbon. Vein Oichelik, nor does he get a shear. Makrav Chelik Barosh, he could offer any carbon that he chooses to. He could take any portion that he wants. He wears the Shemayna Begadim. All the Avodah of Yom Kippurim is only kosher with him. He doesn't have to bring a carbon oil of a Yairid by Tumas Megdash Kedoshim. All these rules also apply to Merum Begadim. Chutz Bipar Beim Yikol Mitzvahs. V'kulam Noigim Shmiach Shover. Chutz Bipar Yom Kippurim. Vasiris Eifa, the Kum in the Hogan Bishim Chama, they don't apply Mishum Chama, Chutz Dvarim Parashim, besides five things that it says regarding Mishum Chama, like Pereya, like Pereya, Vedim Tamil Kroivim, Umuzab al Psul of Osma Mona, Umachsas Eretzech de Rebbe Yehuda. The Chama Imrim, Ena Machsar. He doesn't have the ability to bring back a Ritzef in the Imiklet. So this Mishnah and this Brisa are the exact same. And it's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ask them, how to know that's Rav Shimon. Amar Papa, man shamet leida, amar pata, Thomas Mitzvah Kedoshav. Who taught us in Daf Tess that a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring carbon oil of Yerba Thomas Mitzvah Kedoshav? It's the opinion of Rav Shimon, so it's clearly representing his opinion.